Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Hour. We thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. Today's topic is Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice, Part 3, The Jacob Story. Your host is Prophetess Lindbergh Templeton, and your co-host is Prophetess Rosemary Templeton. And now, without further ado, get your pencils and paper ready and get ready to have an awesome time learning about how obedience is better than sacrifice.
Thank you, Prophetess. Let us first pray and bring God into this activity. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your presence. We thank you for bringing real life lessons to us, even through my own experiences. We pray that those who hear your message be blessed. I pray, O God, that in all things that your Spirit direct and guide us and touch those who hear the message. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This show is based on Hosea 4:6, which says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And it is knowledge that we bring you here at the Prophetic Hour. I'd like to also make a comment early. We have set up our YouTube channel. And I'm thinking probably next Sunday, we may on this Wednesday teaching record our YouTube our teaching session. We do we have a teaching session in a community center, the focus is discipleship and advanced learning, discipleship training and advanced learning, or intermediate, I should say, intermediate or advanced learning. So for those who are really hungry for a higher level of truth, a higher word, so we're going to start recording that. And we're also going to set up on Patreon so that those of you that want to make, I think you can make a, donate or become a Patreon of our partner with us in with Patreon, even if you just listen to us on Blog Radio, so we'll get that set up before the end of the week, and so we'll be complete. We'll have brought our technology up to date. So, on that note, this lesson today is very powerful because there is a firsthand understanding of this lesson, and I don't like to get into the personal aspect of it, but God many times will reveal to you as a prophet things that he wants you to understand firsthand. So I know this is going to be very powerful, because we try to bring you here things that are going to help you, things that, you know, I'm like you, I've been to many churches, and you come out hungry still. And so we don't want you to be still hungry. Once you leave us, you're going to leave with something. And so today we're going to testify to that through today's lesson once again. We call this Jacob's story because God revealed, I mean, he literally revealed to me the one of the hidden meanings in this story about Jacob and what happened in Genesis 32:24 when he encountered God. And so we'll get into the lesson, and we'll pause occasionally so that I can clarify, because I had to get this down on paper quickly, and in the process, there's some details I have to discuss in between what I got on paper. So, Jacob 32:24 says, "So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. So Jacob wrestled with God because God wanted him to make things right with his brother. Now, this is a situation that I guarantee you at least 3 out of 4 of the people that are hearing this message are going to be confronted with somewhere in their life. And some will have the capacity to easily do what God is requiring them to do, while others, God is going to have to assist you, and you're going to have to call on him if that is the case. But anyway, Jacob wrestled with God because God wanted him to make things right with his brother Esau. Remember, Jacob tricked his brother out of his blessing. This is one of the lessons God wants you to get from this story. There are multiple levels of knowledge. There's multiple levels of knowledge in this story, but this is one that has been overlooked. You see, to become the father of Israel, God needed Jacob to be obedient and trust him by going back to his brother and correcting his wrongdoing. You see, if you don't know the story, God favored Jacob, but he tricked his brother to get the birthright. You see, and even though God favored Jacob, it still needed to be made right. It needed to be made it right. In order for him to be a righteous man, he had to make it right. So this is why God wanted Jacob to go back and make things right. We all have siblings and relatives that have either wronged us, betrayed us, wronged or betrayed, and when they wrong you, when it's a wrong at some level, wrong becomes betrayal. We'll just leave it at that. And so we have to get this corrected, or it'll fester in your spirit. It'll fester in your heart, and your heart is where your spirit resides. You see, your soul can't get a release until this is made right in some kind of way. You see, and it can start out as being wrong and then turn into betrayal. And betrayal can become bitterness. You see, and this happens all the time. And like I said, I would say as many as out of people that are over 50, I'd say as many as half of those people die because of bitterness or because of hurt, of being hurt or wounded because someone close to them wronged them or betrayed them. You see? And so if you are on that side of the coin where you were wrong, you know, rather than you were the one that wronged someone, you have to get a release. Either way, there's a breach of trust that takes place when betrayal happens, when someone wronged you that's close to you, a family member, be it cousin, brother, sister, even one of your own parents. If you feel betrayed, then this has to be corrected in a spiritual sense. And you see, because this is a breach of trust that has taken place. It's, in every relationship, there is some level of trust. There is, or it's not a close relationship if there's not a level of trust. And anytime someone breaches your trust, that is called betrayal. You see? So trust and betrayal are expressions of faith. Because remember, the word faith is the word trust is just another word for the word faith. You see? So faith is the spiritual principle that is breached even in a personal relationship. Faith is the glue that binds you with God, but it also binds you with your fellow man. See? When your trust is violated, the glue has been loosened. So it's hard to forgive when someone has breached your trust in them. That's because trust is a spiritual representation of faith. When someone breaches your spiritual trust, they wound you spiritually. It's not just mentally, but it is spiritual. You see, and so you must get a release in your heart so that you can move on. So this may require you to speak to God. Because you see, a lot of times people are not going to admit they wrong you because so many people live in denial. They do not live in the truth. I don't care how Christian they say they are. Many of your church going folks, they are in denial. They are void of the truth. And so they will swear they didn't do anything wrong when they've hurt you deeply. You see? Now, some of you can witness to what I'm saying because you've experienced it. See? So that the hurt can be severe, and they'll still swear they didn't do anything to hurt you, that they didn't do anything wrong. And I'm going to tell you, quite often money is at the center of it. You see, because money has become a higher priority to that individual than you are. You see, and you can have siblings that place money over the value of you, but they'll swear that they love you, and they'll come to you and they'll say, "Oh, I love you. And I think you are the world." But then they have broken your heart. They betrayed you. They've severely wounded you and swear they've done nothing wrong. This happens all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you can witness to what I'm saying. People oftentimes die because of a broken heart or betrayal. Many times, because that hurt turns into severe pain, and that severe pain turns into bitterness. And many old folks die from bitterness. And again, I would say as half as 50%. I would guess and say as high as half of your folks that are in their 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s that die, they die because in one way or another, they were betrayed. They were hurt deeply, and they never got over it. It turned to bitterness, and that bitterness will eat at you physically, mentally, and finally physically. Yes, it has a debilitating effect on you. So the person that has wronged you won't admit it, your only remedy is to pray to God about it and continually pray to God for a remedy if he doesn't answer you that first time. Continually pray to God for a remedy. God is the only one who can give you peace in this situation if the person won't own up to their wrongdoing. Many around that person may try to make them see it, but from what I've seen, firsthand experience, that won't work in many cases, you see. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you from firsthand experience, if you go to God, if you pray about it, and it's going to be easy to pray from your heart, to pray from your spirit to God when you've been wounded, when you've been hurt by someone close to you, because your spirit will cry out to God, and God will hear you. He will hear you. And when God hears you, he then is going to require your obedience. You've got to trust him at that point, and God will, I guarantee you, I'm telling you not from what I think, but from what I know, he will get involved in this situation, and something that you won't expect will happen. God will make things shift. He will affect the heart of some of the people involved, or all of the people involved, and the next thing you know, things will change in your favor, but God will require of you to do something in that situation. And this is where obedience comes into play. You've got to trust him. You see, if you wrong someone else and they've been hurting and you've been looking for a way out, you got to trust God. You got to pray about it and trust him. When you feel that God is answering your prayer, you got to trust him and do what he asked of you. And if you're the one hurt, you've got to do like Jacob. You're going to have to trust him. And even though his brother told him he was going to kill him, and he meant it. He meant it from his heart, and Jacob knew his brother. But you see, Jacob wrestled with God that night, and God required of him to make this right, to allow your brother a release from this matter. You cannot be righteous in my eyes until you go and do this. I've already acted on your part. And so Jacob trusted God. Jacob trusted God. And you know what? God had already prospered Esau. So much so, Esau was so rich and had everything that he wanted, that blessing would have provided. And so that when Jacob was obedient and went to his brother, he saw his brother looking so old, his baby brother looking so old and so beaten up and limping with white hair, that he felt sorry for him. And in that moment, he forgave Jacob. He forgave his brother. He forgave his brother. He forgave his brother. So, in these matters, you've got to wrestle with God. You can't wrestle with men many times. When people have wronged you, it ain't going to do you no good in most cases. You present it to them, and I'm going to tell you, 8 out of 10 times, they're going to swear they didn't do nothing wrong. You see, because most people don't live in the truth. But you got to wrestle with God in these matters. And God will go ahead of you, and he will touch the hearts involved. He will do something about it. I promise you, God will not leave the matter as it is. Sometimes he'll give you a release through his spirit. But other times he will get involved, and he will make the matter change in some kind of form or fashion. So this is the part of the story that should be told about Jacob and Esau, but is not told. So that pretty much outlines what we have to say. Was there further words you wanted to speak, prophetess, to close this out? Okay, we'll turn it back over to Prophetess Rosemary. Again, I want to just say quickly that we're going to go live on YouTube, and we're going to continue to do this session with Blog Radio, but we're going to go live YouTube, and also we're going to do something. We're going to continue to put out occasionally on Facebook. Okay, Prophetess Rosemary, we close this right. Close this out. Here she is.
Thank you, Prophet. We want to thank each and every one of our listening audience individuals out there for tuning in to the Prophetic Hour, which is from the Light of Truth Ministries International. And we are having Bible study. If you are in the Millington or Memphis area, the Bible study is every second and fourth Wednesday, and this is the fourth Wednesday in Millington, Tennessee. And the time is 7:30 p.m. If you have any questions that from today's lesson that you are pondering and would like some further information on, you can email Prophet at prophettempleton@gmail.com. That's prophettempleton@gmail.com. And please don't forget to join our Patreon. We are in the process of setting up different levels of gifts for those that give, and as you look at the Patreon account, that will be displayed there. Again, we want to thank each one of you for listening, and we really want to shout out to those individuals who have been following us for years, because we've been on the air Blog Talk for many years now, and we want you to know personally, you know, those of you overseas, we thank you so much. Hopefully, in sometime in the future, we may have an opportunity to go over and to visit with you. And we thank all of those who are listening. Continue to listen. Continue to invite your family and friends and tell them about our ministry. We will be putting on some special events later on this year, a small one-day and two-day sessions that will be on the Internet, and it will be on through YouTube, and so that you can sign in and be an active live part of those sessions. And that is all I have to say. Again, thank you for listening to a Prophetic Hour. And as you continue to listen, you will find that this year we're going to be going a little deeper into the truths of God. I will be doing some teaching myself, and we look forward to hearing and to your continual patron of our show. Thank you. And be blessed. Have a blessed week.